Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of March 7, 2025 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Welcome to March. Don't forget to spring forward and set your clocks ahead 1 hour before bed on Saturday night, or you will find yourself late on Sunday morning. Please note the new departure and return location below for the Winston-Salem trip next week. Our revised season schedule is at the bottom of these notes. We will bowl on Good Friday, April 18, to make up the day we missed. We understand this may be an inconvenience for some, but we do have some subs and we will adjust. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from subs who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday, so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know that they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is zelda2152@gmail.com. Telephone 443-629-0018. Lane assignments week 13. Lane 35, team 4, triple threat. Lane 36, team 1, sharpshooters. Lane 37, team 6, silver bullets. Lane 38, team 7, hangmen. Lane 39, team 8, rough riders. Lane 40, team 5, midnight bandits. Lane 41, Team 2, Strike Time. Lane 42, Team 3, Gunslingers. Nobody's out tonight so far. Thomas Holloman and Judy Eason are on standby if anyone is out. No soup for you. We determined that we're not expecting enough participation from soup makers to have our chili soup stew and dessert event tomorrow. We can revisit this event at another time, but it just wasn't feasible for this year. Sorry to those who were looking forward to it, but maybe another time. Note new departure location. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be on March 15. We will bowl at Major League Lanes, 811 Jonestown Road, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 27103. Because J.C. Park is under construction, our departure location will be the parking lot at Emmanuel Baptist Church. The address is 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. But for those who have not been there before, the parking lot entrance is actually on Wiggs Street. Go behind the church building. The fee to ride is $30, payable when you get on the van. We plan to make our usual stops in Burlington. They had some tournament shirts available this year. Since the deadline for orders was last week, I don't know if they will have any extras available at the alley, but they may. And for anyone who doesn't plan to go to Winston, there is a fundraising tournament in Fayetteville the same day, sponsored by the Lions Club. Entry fee for that one is $35, and it starts at 2 o'clock p.m. You can register at www.eventbrite.com. In SBBA news, from Bobby Ashworth, I am with the Forsyth Blind Bowlers in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and am now on the Public Relations Committee for SBBA. Rod Wilson, SBBA President, asked me to start a Facebook page so we can get information out as needed to all SBBA bowlers. It can be found as Southeastern Blind Bowling Association, SBBA. I would like to encourage all bowlers to like the page. They will then be able to see information as we post it. Also for all league secretaries, etc., if your league hosts a local tournament that benefits your league, please let me know in advance so I can post it on the page. Any high games in your league or special news can be sent to me, and I will do my best to post it on the page. If any of you have questions, please feel free to contact me, and I will be happy to help. My phone number is 336-972-8374. If you are interested in any of the CBA t-shirts, hats, and bowling towels available, please feel free to email me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I'll arrange to get them to you if you need something. T-shirts are $5 each, hats also $5, towels $2.50, and luggage tags $1. We have some DVDs with James Benton and Rod Best bowling at a CBA tournament available also. They are $2.50 each. T-shirts. Sizes are small, one red, one light green, one dark green. Medium, one red, one light green, one navy. Large, two light green, one navy, one black. XL, one red, two light green, one black. 2XL, two red, one dark green, two black. 3XL, two red, two light green, one navy, two black. And 4XL, one red, two light green. Hats, we have three red, four light green, two black, and two khaki brown. Bowling towels. These are all the same, blue microfiber towels with writing in yellow. And luggage tags. They're white with blue writing on them, heavy plastic, with a place to put name and address. Now, some have asked about outlaw clothing items. I need a dozen items to make up an order. So if you want something, please email it to me at outlawtaxi@gmail.com, and I will add it to the list. When I'm getting close, I'll let everybody know that I'll be putting the order in. National tournament shirts. There are only about 30 days left to order the official 2025 tournament shirts from Cleveland. Please go online and make your order. You can select pickup, and they'll be waiting for you at registration in May. If you really need to speak with someone, you can call 855-631-6850 and ask for the That's How We Roll shirt orders. Staff is limited, but they can help. So please order an official 2025 ABBA tournament shirt. These shirts may be ordered at the collection link found in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. Go to the website and click on a shirt color and then enter campaign. After entering campaigns, each color will be a separate transaction. You have the option to order various styles of shirts, crew, long sleeve, and V-neck, T-shirts, zip-up, and pullover hoodies, as well as polo shirts, in six different colors, pink, green, blue, black, white, and red. Sizes and prices vary depending on the item and the color, ranging from small through 5XL. They have a logo on the front left, and then they will have all of the ABBA league names listed on the back. You have the option to select free pickup from registration May 22-24 or drop shipped to your home for a $9.99 fee. There's about a week left to place your order, and I do not know if they will have any extras at the tournament, so if you want to get one, order it now. ABBA National Tournament Information from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. We have another great ABBA National Tournament coming up in 2025 in Cleveland, and hopefully everyone will be able to attend. The Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers will be the host league for the 2025 National Tournament. They have several fundraisers going on at this time, and I hope everyone will help support them. They have all been doing an excellent job, and anyone that went to the mid-year had the opportunity to see this firsthand. We will be staying at the Crowne Plaza Cleveland Airport, 7230 Engel Road, Middleburg Heights, Ohio, 44130. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. Or call the Crowne Plaza Cleveland Airport reservation line at 877-227-6963 and note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block. Ask for the group rate for ABBA. The discounted room rate is $119 plus tax per room per night. The cutoff date to make reservations in this block is April 25. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service upon request. Call the hotel at 440-243-4040 for pickup. You can schedule your return trip to the airport with the front desk. Self-parking is complimentary. All rooms include an in-room coffee maker and refrigerator. There is complimentary Wi-Fi throughout the hotel, business center access, indoor pool, sauna, and an exercise room. The check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 12 p.m. The hotel has an on-site restaurant, bar, and a lounge open from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. on the ground floor. And they also serve breakfast from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., either off-menu items or a buffet for $12.99. There are several restaurants within a mile or less of the hotel. Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood Village, Ohio, 44146, will be the lanes we will be using this year. It's about 30 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We'll be using 48 lanes for the competition. The bowling center has a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar and game room. Sandy McDaniel, AVBA, Tournament Director. SandyMcDan01@yahoo.com, telephone 386-576-6413. Outlaws. Tournament entry fee is $80 with an additional $25 for the Masters competition. Non-bowling guests should be registered and pay an $18 registration fee. This helps cover hospitality. Registration deadline to Sandy, April 5. Also, I'd like to know if you plan to go and what events you plan to pay for by Friday, March 21. The deadline for Outlaws to pay will be March 28. This gives me a week to get the teams together. I know some may be waiting on challenged athletes grants, but please give me a tentative confirmation on the 21st and call me as soon as you know. CPR classes offered March 29. One purpose of the Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association is to promote the education of blind and visually impaired youths and adults. To that end, on Saturday, March 29, between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., the association will be sponsoring two CPR sessions provided by certified instructors in CPR from the North Carolina Emergency Management Office. The two training sessions will last for approximately 1.5 hours each, beginning at 10 a.m., with a break for lunch at 11:45 a.m., and with the second 1.5 hour training session beginning at 12:30 p.m. For each of these CPR training sessions, space is limited to 12 participants in each session. Therefore, to ensure your participation in one of these sessions, a registration fee of $10 is required by all individuals who are interested in receiving the CPR training. The CPR training sessions will be held on the Governor Moorhead School campus in the Weathers Hill Dining Hall, located at 329 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, NC. Between the CPR training sessions, lunch will be provided to all registered participants beginning at 11:45 a.m. As mentioned previously, since space is limited to 12 individuals per training session, it is essential that your registration fee is paid no later than the deadline of March 15, with your preferred training session of morning or afternoon listed. While your preferred session may be in the morning, it can only be taken under consideration. You will be notified prior to the training as to which session you are assigned. All checks or money orders should be made payable to GMSAA and mailed to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27661, or made through PayPal at www.gmsaai.org and include a $1 transaction fee. Should you have any questions, please call me at 919-673-8300 or send an email to me at rickyscott09@gmail.com. A welcome to Cleveland note from the Cleveland Blind Bowlers. Dear Association members, on behalf of the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers, I am thrilled to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you as we host the 2025 National Tournament. We are excited to have you join us in Cleveland and look forward to making your experience enjoyable and memorable. Preliminary information can be found on our league's website, https://gcbb.weebly.com. Under events, please support our ongoing fundraising efforts to fund the tournament. There are about 30 days left of the Poppin' Popcorn fundraiser. You can order by using the website link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. All popcorn purchases will be delivered to your home. We receive 50% of all of the items purchased. Accommodations and transportation. Crown Plaza Airport Hotel, 7230 Engel Road, Middleburg Heights. Please note that parking is complimentary for all guests. If you are flying in and require transportation to the hotel, contact the hotel directly at 440-243-4040 and ask for airport pickup. Exploring the area. To help you make the most of your visit, there's something for everyone to enjoy. The IX Center, featuring public shows and specialty events, is located next to the airport. The hotel is surrounded by restaurants and lounges within walking distance. Downtown Cleveland, home of top attractions like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Progressive Field, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and Playhouse Square, is an easy 12-minute drive. Major sports events, including those featuring the Cleveland Cavaliers and Guardians, are less than 15 minutes away. Things to enjoy near the hotel: dining, Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin', Five Guys, Brew Garden, Capri Pizza, Fathead's Brewery, First Watch, Panera, TJ Hibachi and Sushi, Perkins, Bob Evans, Aladdin's, Max and Irma's, Olive Garden Italian Restaurant, and Raising Cane's. Other items: Jack Cleveland Casino, 100 Public Square, Cleveland, Jack Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road, North Randall, MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road, Northfield, and Rise Dispensary, 1222 Prospect Avenue East, Cleveland. Bowling will be at Roseland Lanes, 26383 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Ohio, 44146. It has a surround sound PA system, a lounge with several televisions, a complete service pro shop, Papa Pete's Pizza, Pete's Cafe and Grill, a bar, a game room, meeting room, and a full-service banquet hall with a capacity of 250. Their large concourse offers ample room for bowlers and spectators. We have three ladies and three men's restrooms on the concourse. Please note, the alley is very strict about not allowing any food or beverages to be carried in, including reusable water bottles. They say that people put alcohol in them, and then if caught, it would cause them to lose their liquor license, so they're very strict about it. Things to enjoy near Roseland Lanes: dining, Oakwood Deli and Liquor, 25911 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, McDonald's, 23321 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Dunkin' Donuts, 23659 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Wendy's, 23050 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, B&M Barbecue, 23840 Broadway Avenue, Cleveland, Subway, 22919 Broadway Avenue, Bedford, Double Dragon Chinese Restaurant, 229 29 Broadway Avenue, Bedford. Other items, Sam's Club, 23300 Broadway Avenue, Oakwood, Jack Thistledown Racing, 21501 Emery Road, North Randall, MGM Northfield Park Casino, 10777 Northfield Road, Northfield, Amplify Dispensary, 22803 Rockside Road, Bedford, Terrasana Dispensary, 9601 Vista Way, Garfield Heights, and AYR Dispensary, 27900 Chagrin Boulevard, Woodmere. If you have any questions or need assistance during your stay, please don't hesitate to reach out to me directly. You can contact me via text or voice on our league line at 216-666-9507 or by email at gcbb501c@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to help or direct you to someone that can. Once again, the Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers are excited for you to join us in Cleveland. We're looking forward to a fantastic bowling tournament experience. Warm regards, DePeaches Dinkins, Event Specialist, Greater Cleveland Blind Bowlers. And reservations are now open at the hotel for the 2025 National Tournament. We'll be at the Crown Plaza Cleveland Airport, Middleburg Heights. The rates are good, May 21 through May 26. Our room rate will be $119 plus tax. Call the hotel directly, 440-243-4040, to ask for airport pickup. The shuttle picks up at Zone 7 outside the airport. And remember that if you plan to fly to Cleveland, real ID requirements go into effect on May 7, 2025. To fly or to enter certain federal facilities, you will need a real ID. To obtain a real ID, you must visit an NC Division of Motor Vehicles driver's license office with the documents that are outlined below. Appointments are available in the mornings and can be scheduled up to 90 days in advance at skiptheline.ncdot.gov. Scheduling an appointment is advised as the wait times can be long. For more information on locations, wait times, etc., go to the NCDOT website link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. Documents. One document with your full name, providing identity and date of birth. A certified birth certificate issued by the State Vital Records Office or a county register of deeds. A copy is not accepted. It must have a raised seal. Or a valid passport, unexpired, from the United States, or a valid, unexpired real ID from another state. One document with your full name and Social Security number. The name on this document must match the name on the document providing identity and date of birth. Otherwise, you must also provide a proof of name change, such as a certified marriage license, divorce decree, or document from the courts or register of deeds. Social Security card, photocopies not allowed, or 1099 tax form with name and full Social Security number, or W-2 form with name and full Social Security number, or payroll record with name and full Social Security number. Two documents with your current address from the list below. Any document issued by the state of North Carolina or a county or city in North Carolina or the federal government. A North Carolina vehicle registration card, insurance policy, or title. North Carolina voter precinct card. Military orders or military documents. Utility bill or cable bill. House leasing, lease or contract. Mortgage statement, property or income tax statement. Pre-printed financial statement. School records. Now on name changes, one or more documents from the list below. If the name is different from the name on the birth certificate, passport, or other documents listed in the proof of identity section above. Note, multiple name changes require multiple documents to trace each name. A certified marriage license or certificate with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individuals certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. divorce decree with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of individuals certifying the document from an issuing authority in the state, county, or city. Document from the courts or register of deeds. Original or certified international marriage licenses with a raised seal or ink stamp with initials of the individual certifying the document accompanied by a name change affidavit. Are you ready for 5 years at the bar? The Piano Bar Fundraiser 2025. We are thrilled to invite you to the 5th annual Virtual Piano Bar. The Virtual Piano Bar is more than just a night of great music. It's a joint fundraising effort supporting both the Pennsylvania Organization of Blind Parents and the Pennsylvania Organization of Parents of Blind Children. Your participation helps us continue advocating, educating, and empowering blind families. The event, 5 Years at the Bar, Piano Bar Fundraiser, Saturday, April 12, 2025, starting at 7 p.m., location on Zoom. Admission price, suggested donation of $10. Payment options coming soon. This is an incredible event, and it will feature live performances by Angelina Angelsik from Pennsylvania, Eddie Salcido from California, John Dowling from Minnesota, and Carl Smith from Utah. Guiding us through the night will be our wonderful hosts, Stacy Leap from Pennsylvania and Kelvin Scopey Mosley from North Carolina. Mark your calendars, spread the word, and stay tuned for more details on how to reserve your spot. We can't wait to share this magical evening with you. For more information, please contact Emily Gindelsberger at vp2@nfbp.org or Stacy Leap at blindparents@nfbofpa.org. So let's look now at some recipes that will definitely bowl you over. First up is Crock-Pot Mississippi Chicken. Your ingredients, 4 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1 packet of ranch seasoning mix, 1 packet au jus gravy mix, 1/2 cup unsalted butter, 5 to 6 pepperoni peppers, peppers, salt and pepper to taste, and optional fresh parsley for garnish. Directions. Place the chicken breasts in the bottom of the crock pot. Sprinkle the ranch dressing, seasoning mix rather, and the au jus gravy mix evenly over the chicken. Add the butter on top of the seasonings and place the pepperoncini peppers around the chicken. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Cover and cook on low for 6 to 8 hours, or cook it on high for just 4 hours, until the chicken is tender and easily shreds with a fork. Once cooked, shred the chicken in the crock pot using 2 forks and stir to combine with the buttery sauce. Serve it warm, garnished with fresh parsley if you wish. This sounds like it would be good over rice or potatoes as well. And we could top that off afterwards with cherry crisp. The ingredients would be 1 can of cherry pie filling, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup quick oats, 2/3 cup brown sugar, 3/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 cup chopped pecans, optional, 1/3 cup margarine or butter, melted. To make this all come together, preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Spray a baking dish with cooking spray. Spread cherry pie filling into the baking dish. Mix together the flour, the oats, brown sugar, cinnamon, and pecans. Pour the melted butter or margarine on top of that mixture and stir it well to combine. Put small dabs of the mixture over the top of the pie filling. Bake it at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Serve plain or topped with whipped topping or ice cream. Sounds great. Here's your revised bowling schedule. March 7, week 13, bowl. March 14, off. March 15, Roan Invitational, Winston-Salem. March 21, week 14, bowl. March 28, week 15, bowl. April 4, Week 16, Bowl. April 11, Week 17, Bowl. April 18, Friday, Good Friday, Bowl. That will be Week 18. April 29, Week 19, Bowl. May 2nd off. May 3rd, Outlaw Invitational. Bowl 9, May 9, Week 20, Bowl. May 16, Week 21, Bowl. And finally, May 22, 20 to 25, the ABBA National Tournament, Cleveland, Ohio. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Reality Outlaws of March 7, 2025. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print-impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you have enjoyed it. If you have any comments or questions about the content, please contact Ginger Rush, editor, at outlawtaxi@gmail.com. If you have any questions about the recording, please call the North Carolina Reading Service at 919-832-5138. I'm Dick Hayden. So long until next time.